It seems like I haven't seen you for a very long time. Actually, I only left for about 10 days. But it seems like it's been a long time. Because where I went, I didn't have much to do. It's unlike when I stayed in Houston that I would almost meet with brothers and sisters daily. Where I went, I only have meetings with the saints once a week. And I don't know most of them.
那不过呢,
But I see that they are filled with joy. Because they're all young people.
虽然他们是那个中国人,
Although they're all Chinese.
但是都是讲英语的,
but they're all English speaking only.
所以也没有办法跟他们有很敞开的交通.
And for that reason, I couldn't have open fellowship with them.
一个神的儿女啊, 若是没有交通的话, 里头就感觉闷闷的。
If a children of God goes without fellowship with the saints, then you feel kind of lonely in heart.
等回来之后呢, 就觉得很安心。
So when I return home, I am filled with rest.
好像回到家里面。
It's like I'm coming home.
又看见那亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
And I see all the dear brothers and sisters.
你们常常和弟兄姊妹在一块聚会。
And once again, I can have many fellowship with you all.
这是最叫人最快乐的一件事。
And this is the one thing that delights my heart the most.
我就想，那今天早晨呢，要和弟兄姊妹讲什么话语？
So I was considering what I should share with the brothers and sisters this morning.
我就想到，在这个夏令会回来之后，有四位弟兄在这交通。
I remember that there were four brothers shared after the summer conference.
这种对温哥华弟兄所交通的最有印象。
And what Brother James Wayne shared left me with the deepest impression.
因为他说，在我们前半年呢，主带领我们要怎样为着主而活的。
Because he shared that how the Lord led us first half of the year to live for Him.
后半年呢，下半年呢，他说很可能带我们要更多认识主。
And it seems as if the Lord wants to lead us to pursue after Him, to know Him in the latter half of this year.
我里面呢是很有同感。
And I felt I really confirmed His feelings.
我想到这一次主带领王国宪弟兄到这里来。
This time our Lord has led Brother Wang to our midst.
我已经好多年没和他见面了。
I have not seen him for many years.
那主带他这次来。 有什么目的呢?
And what is the purpose that the Lord brought him this time?
我想他很可能主带他来, 就是给我们看见那我们的追求主, 那个目标。
Very possible the Lord led him here to show us the goal of our pursuit.
第二方面呢, 给我们看见追求主的经历。
Secondly, he shows us the experience in pursuing after the Lord.
那我们要是为了主而活着, 我们必须有着许多经历。
If we want to live for the Lord, then we must possess all these experiences.
若不然的话，你为着主而活，好像是一个口号。
Otherwise, to live for the Lord is just a slogan for us.
在我们身上不够实际。
It is not real in our lives.
那我们看见我们摆在前面的目标。
We need to see the goal that is placed ahead of us.
不仅是吸引我们，叫我们更快跑来跟追求主。
The goal not only draws us to run after Him.
并且我们看见追求主的经历。
But it also shows us the experiences in pursuing after Him.
然后就在每一天里头，主教导我们什么事。
We need to know what the Lord is teaching us daily.
所以我就想到，那今天早晨是不是在和弟兄讲到，弟兄这边讲到对主的认识。
So this morning I'd like to fellowship with the brothers and sisters concerning to know the Lord.
这也可能是我里面的一个负担。
This is also the burden in my heart.
所以和弟兄这边监督，以主持圣经。
Let us turn to a scripture.
腓立比书。
In the book of Philippians.
腓立比书第三章第十节。
Philippians chapter 3, verse 10.
第十节一直到第十二节
We will read from verse 10 to 12
还是请我们弟兄这边大家一起读好吗
Let's read in unison That I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings being conformed to his death in order that I may attain to the resurrection from the dead not that I have already obtained it or have already become perfect but I press on in order that I may lay hold of that which also I was laid hold of by Christ Jesus
那我们就读到这里
we will read to verse 12
我交通这些话语呢很可能弟兄这边夏令会的时候都听过
I fellowship with you these words you might have already heard during the summer conference
那今天早晨就算温习一下
And so this morning will just be a review for you
让我们里头的印象更深刻一点
Hopefully this will deepen your impression
也可以说是给弟兄这边一个提醒
Also it serves as a reminder
叫王弟兄这一次他那个在夏令会和我们讲的话语
What Brother Wang shared with us in the summer conference this year
都成为我们生活里面的一个实际
Will become a reality in our daily life
所以我想那和弟兄这些交通也 会有一些价值的
So I hope that this fellowship will be worth some value to you
在这两节圣经里头啊那个提到两次提到复活的事
In these few verses twice it mentioned about resurrection
头一次说到晓得他复活的大能
And the first time says the power of his resurrection
末了就说到或者我也可以从死里复活
And lastly says that, that I may attain to the resurrection from the dead
这两次说到复活的事
And these two places that speaks of resurrection
都不是指的那个身体的复活说的
It does not refer to the resurrection of the physical body
乃是指的我们灵里的复活
But it refers to the resurrection of our spirit
指的那个我们得了一个新的生命复活的生命
It refers to that we have received a resurrected life
这一个复活的生命要带我们进入一个新的境界
and this resurrected life will lead us into a new realm
也带我们进到一个新的经历里头
it will also lead us into a new experience
那并不是说他不重保罗不看重身体的复活
it doesn't mean that Paul does not emphasize on the physical resurrection
在他的所写的书信当中有好几次提到关于身体的复活
In all his epistles, many times he mentioned about the resurrection of the physical body.
比方说在哥林多前书第十五章
For example, in 1 Corinthians 15,
他用第一章的圣经就讲到身体的复活
He used the entire chapter to speak of the resurrection of the physical body.
我们将来都要从死里复活
That one day we will all be raised from the dead.
不仅是我们灵里的灵魂的复活
Not only our soul will be resurrected,
连我们整个身体都要复活
but our whole body will be raised.
他也在哥林多后书第三章
In 2 Corinthians chapter 3,
那你说到那一天时候那个主要照着他借着他复活照着他叫万有归附自己的大能改变我们的形状
He also said that day the Lord will, will restore all the universe, all the creation
使我们的卑贱的身体变成一个荣耀的身体
so this lowly body will become a glorious body
那和主耶稣就身体一样一样相似
and that our body will be conformed to the body of the Lord
比方说在帖撒罗尼迦前书第四章
in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4
他也说到那一天呢有天使长的声音
He says that day there will be the sound of the angels.
有那个号筒要吹响。
And because the trumpet shall sound.
还有大呼喊的声音。
And there will be sounds of shouts.
但是所有在主里面睡了的人都要从死里复活。
All the people who are asleep in the Lord, they shall be raised.
可能活着在地上还活着的人呢，一同被提到主那里去。
Along with the living, that they shall be lifted into the heaven.
所以他说，你们要彼此安慰。
That's why he says you need to comfort one another.
因为我们知道我们这样都有一个盼望。
Because you know that you have such hope.
虽然我们的身体会朽坏。
Even though our body would be corrupted.
若是主来的迟延的话，总是有一天会过去的。
If the Lord delay in his coming, then one day we will pass away.
但是当主来的时候呢，我们都要从死里复活。
But when the Lord comes again, we shall all be raised.
到那一天就变成一个荣耀的身体。
That day we will possess a glorious body.
不再是暂时的，乃是永远的。
Not only a temporal body, but an eternal body.
是活到永永远远。
And we shall live till eternity.
这是我们说到我们身体的复活。
This is referring to the resurrection of the physical body.
这也是一个那个盼望。
This is also our hope.
不过这是将来的事。
But this is something of the future.
那今天我们都经历那个复活的大能。
And today we can experience this power of his resurrection.
那是从主耶稣复活的生命而产生出来的。
And this is the result of the life of Lord Jesus Christ.
我们知道我们主耶稣基督他死了啊，从死里复活。
We know that our Lord Jesus died and he rose again.
他升到天上就把借着圣灵把他生命赐下来降赐下来。
When he ascended into heaven and through the Holy Spirit, he has given us his life.
叫我们得着那个神的生命。
That we may all receive God's life.
这生命不仅是永远的生命。
This life is not just an eternal life.
不仅是父的生命。
Not only the life of the Father.
这也是那个复活的生命。
This is also the life of resurrection.
它里面有个复活的大能。
In it has the power of this resurrection.
这复活的大能，它把我们生活更新。
And through with this great power, it will regenerate our life.
也把我们带到新的境界、新的经历里头。
It will also bring us into a new realm, a new experience.
今天我们所该经历的。
This is what we need to experience today.
他开头呢就说到一个他心里最渴慕的一件事。
In the beginning, he says something that his heart desires the most.
渴慕认识主耶稣基督。
He desires to know the Lord Jesus.
我们知道，当保罗在大马色路上那是遇见主之后。
We know that after Paul has met the Lord on the road to Damascus.
神就借着圣灵把神的儿子启示在他里面。
Through the Holy Spirit, God has revealed the Son of God to Paul.
那是头一天的头一次遇见主。
That was the first time he met the Lord.
以后呢，他在大马色，他得救之后，在大马色在那儿传扬主耶稣基督。
After he was saved, Paul began to preach about the gospel in Damascus.
他整个人有个大的、完全大的改变。
There's a great transformation in his life.
从前是逼迫基督徒的，那现在是那个传扬主耶稣基督。
Formerly he persecuted Christians.And now he preached the Christ.
那么过了一段时间呢，他就到阿拉伯旷野去。
After some times, he left for the desert in Arabia.
在旷野里头读主的话语。
In the desert, he began to read the word of God.
那时候他所读的都是旧约。
At that time, all he read were about the Old Testament.
因为还没有新约。
Because there's not a book of the New Testament.
当然，他也不像我们今天一样带着一本圣经到旷野去。
Of course, it is not like us today that just bring a Bible into the wilderness.
他说要带的话，在好多的疲倦，那也是也实在也没有那些疲倦。
If he wants to read the Old Testament, he must bring many scrolls with him. Probably it's not even possible.
但是我们知道他从小的时候在加玛列门下受教。
But we know that he was trained under the, as a disciple of Gamaliel.
借着他所受的教育，圣经差不多存在他里面了。
And through all the education he received, he has stored the knowledge of the Bible in his heart.
他不需要读圣经的。
He doesn't need to read the Bible.
因为圣经都在他里面。
Because the Bible is already in him.
所以他从创世纪一直就读下来。
So he began reading from Genesis.
一直读小先知书马拉基书。
All the way till the minor prophets until the book of Malachi.
旧约圣经啊，他都很熟悉。
He's very familiar with the entire book of the Old Testament.
读这些书的时候。
As you read these books,
主开启他的眼睛。
The Lord had opened his eyes.
借着神的话语，从这些书里、书信里、旧约里面认识了主耶稣。
And through the revelation of God, he began to see God from these Old Testament books.
我们不要光以为说旧约光是讲一些历史啊，或者是那个教训的话。
Do not think that the Old Testament only refers to histories.
实在说，无论是历史书也好，还有教训也好，还有诗歌书也好，还有先知的预言也好，都是讲到主耶稣基督。
Whether it is the histories, the teachings, or psalms, or prophecies, all these speaks of our Lord Jesus Christ.
若是主开我们里头的眼睛的话，我们能借着每一件事情，给我们看见我们的主。
If the Lord opens our inner eyes, then we will be able to see Him through every verse in the Bible.
他差不多用了两年的时间在阿拉伯旷野。
He spent 2 years in the desert of Arabia.
这么一面来读，一面来默想主的话。
On one hand, he read the scriptures. On the other hand, he contemplated on the scriptures.
圣灵把主的话也在解开。
And so, to allow the Holy Spirit to open the words to him.
使他从那些旧约的书信里头啊，认识他主耶稣。
That from the books of the Old Testament, he may know Jesus Christ.
比他在大马色路上所看见的更清楚。
And this revelation is more clear than the revelation on the road to Damascus.
以后他又回到大马色。
Later he returned back to Damascus.
但是能等到没有多久时间呢，他就到耶路撒冷去了。
And then he went from there to Jerusalem.
他见到彼得。
He met Peter.
他见到雅各。
And he also met James.
其他的使徒们呢，他没有见到。
He did not see the other apostles.
他为什么要看见彼得呢？
Why did he need to meet Peter?
因为彼得在主耶稣基督出来传道的时候呢，彼得就认识了主耶稣。
And because Peter was one of the first disciples of Jesus Christ.
他经常和主在一起。
He's often with the Lord.
所以主所讲的话语，还有他所做的事。
So all the words that the Lord has spoken and all his deeds.
他所经历一切神迹和启示。
All the miraculous works that he has performed.
或者他对他们的教训。
And all the teaching that the Lord has given them.
彼得都很熟悉的。
Peter knew them all.
就讲给保罗听。
He was able to relate them to Paul.
那么保罗就听了之后呢，非常受吸引。
And after Paul heard these words, his heart was attracted.
虽然是别人讲给他听的。
Although it was spoken through Peter.
但是借着圣灵的开启，那些话在里面就发光。
But through the revelation of the Holy Spirit, these words began to shine in Paul's heart.
让他对主耶稣认识更确定。
And this affirmed his knowledge of Lord Jesus Christ.
他也见过雅各。
He also met James.
那这个雅各就是主耶稣肉身的兄弟。
James is the half-brother of our Lord Jesus Christ.
写雅各书的那个雅各。
He was the one who wrote the book of James.
他从小的时候呢，就是和主耶稣在一起。
He was one who lived with the Lord Jesus since he was young.
主耶稣可以说是他肉身的长兄。
Jesus was his elder brother in flesh.
在肉身里面，雅各是主耶稣的兄弟。
In flesh, James was Jesus' brother.
所以他从旁观地位上来看他的哥哥。
And so he has been observing his brother all these years.
听他所讲的话语。
He heard the words, he heard all his words.
看他一切的表现。
And have seen all his deeds.
他就把他实际所经历所看见的，那就告诉了保罗。
Again, he relayed what he has seen to Paul.
使保罗心里更加确定。
And so this affirmed in Paul's heart even more.
主耶稣基督他就是神的儿子。
That Jesus Christ is indeed the Son of God.
我们知道雅各那个时候还没有得救。
We know at that time James was not saved.
他虽然常常和主在一起。
Although he was with Jesus very often.
他还不认识主耶稣神的儿子。
But he did not know that Jesus was the Son of God.
他如果感觉到在主耶稣身上有一个东西。
He only felt that Jesus was different.
那个东西是他说没有的。
And that thing, Jesus possessed something which he does not have.
虽然雅各他是一个非常严格的遵守律法的一个人。
Even though James was a person who strictly abides the law.
但是在主耶稣身上那个东西他没有。
But he does not have something which Jesus possessed.
那个东西就使他很受吸引。
And that something attracted his heart too.
不过他头脑已经很顽固。
But his mind was very stubborn.
他虽然觉得主很特别。
Although he felt that Jesus was very special.
和寻常人不一样。
He was different than ordinary men.
实际上那个东西是他所炫目的。
And Jesus possessed something which he also desired.
是他所没有的。
Which is something he doesn't have.
但是他并没有相信主。
But he did not choose to believe in Lord Jesus.
直到主耶稣就是从死里复活之后。
Until Christ rose again from the dead.
那时候雅各在信了主。
Then,James believed in Jesus.
他信主主之后，主特别向雅各显现。
Jesus specifically appeared to James.
他知道主耶稣就是他的肉身的哥哥，实在是神的儿子。
So he knew that Jesus, his brother in flesh, is indeed the Son of God.
那一位要来的弥赛亚。
He is the Messiah that is to come.
所以借着雅各的那个话语。
And through the words of James.
那是。使保罗认识得更清楚。
Paul was able to know Jesus even more.
他又回到大树去。
Later on, he went back to Tarsus.
有一次，他曾经被提到三层天上去。
And once he had experience of being lifted into the third heavens.
那听见了隐秘处的话语。
And he heard the words that's hidden in the secret.
并且是那话是不能告诉人的。
And the words which he cannot tell.
他要在乐园里面。
He was in the paradise.
那看见许多的情形。
And he had seen many things in the paradise.
所以他对主的认识非常的丰富。
And so Paul has this abundant knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ.
这些认识不光是从别人来的。
This knowledge not only came from other people.
也不光是从外面他听见他看见的。
Not from what he had heard or he had seen.
但是他亲身所亲眼所看见。
But he has seen it with his own eye.
亲耳朵听见了。
He had heard it with his ears.
就是他个人的一个个人的经历。
It is his specific experience.
所以对主的认识是非常实在的。
And so his knowledge of the Lord is very solid.
我们知道对主的认识可以从那个来源呢，可以两方面。
We know that there are two sources to our knowledge of the Lord.
一方面呢，从知识来的。
On one hand, it's from our knowledge.
那就是别人告诉我们的。
Some people can tell us things.
或者我们读圣经，我们懂得一知道一点。
Or after we read a scripture, we understand something.
所有一解说清他的心是为人。
We can understand how Jesus is and who he is.
或者是我们研究一本书，那要讲到主耶稣的事情。
Or maybe we will read a spiritual book that talks about who Jesus is.
就像我刚刚蒙恩得救的时候了，那时候非常。很里头很渴慕，然后认识主更多一点。
Just like when I was first saved, I had this strong desire to know more about the Lord Jesus.
所以有时候到旧书天上、旧书摊上面去买旧书。
So sometimes I would go to the used book store and to buy books.
那看见和基督教发生关系的事。
And I would purchase books that has something to related to Christianity.
把它买来。
I will buy them and take them home.
其中也有一本书叫《耶稣传》。
And there was also a book called The Biography of Jesus.
那我是想这本书一定是很好的。
I thought, well, for sure, this will be a good book.
就越看了里头越觉得不对。
The more I read it, the more uneasy I felt.
他虽然讲了好多好的话，也是我里头不能响应。
But even though it wrote many things about Lord Jesus Christ, but I could not agree in my heart.
以后没有，我就把它丢掉了。
Later on, I threw away the book.
还有那些基督教伦理学等等，我统统把它丢掉了。
And I also threw away all the books on the theory of Christianity.
因为这些不仅是不能够在我们属灵上不能帮助我们。
Because these books cannot help us spiritually.
对我们没有益处。
It does not benefit us.
并且要把许多不该有的观念带到我们里面了。
It will bring many unnecessary knowledge to us.
所以以后就读圣经。
Later on, I concentrated on the Bible.
常常参加聚会。
And I attend the meetings often.
然后借着聚会，借着弟兄姊妹的帮助，也借着读主的话语，都对主有点认识。
Through fellowshipping with the brothers and sisters and through reading the Bible, I have more knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ.
不过这些认识呢，还是知识。
But this.Again, it's just knowledge.
不是一个亲身的经历。
It is not something that I have experienced.
保罗对主的认识不是知识。
Paul's knowledge of the Lord is not a knowledge.
他很可能在还没有得救之前呢，对主耶稣基督知识有很多，有很丰富的知识。
Before he was saved, he has a lot of knowledge of Lord Jesus.
因为他这个人不是随便做一件事情的。
Because he will never do things carelessly.
他那逼迫教会，那在那把信徒都抓起来。
When he persecuted church and to take captives of the Christians,
他一定是很研究过。
He has already studied carefully. He received many reports. And through these reports, he studied Christianity. At the end, he acknowledged and that Christianity is an evil way. And that's why he began to persecute this way. And set many Christians into the prison. He also blasphemed against the Lord.
So he said, "从前的时候呢，我是那个亵渎神的."
He said, "Formerly, I was one who blasphemed against the Lord."
他所说的就知道主耶稣说的。
And he refers to the Jesus.
他是俯瞰人的。 对人侮辱人
and he
侮辱
he insulted the man
所以那些知识的 并不能改变他的 并不能影响他的光景
so you see this knowledge cannot change him
等到他对主有了亲身的经历
Until he has personal experience
of the Lord,
he has a true knowledge.
那并不说他觉得说，那今天我有三层天的经历，我已经很满足了。
He didn't think that today, since I already had the third heaven experience, I am very content.
一直到年老的时候,
Even until his old age.
那时候可能对主的认识来说呢，没有人能比得上他呢。
Probably by then, no one has as much knowledge as Paul concerning Lord Jesus. But he still has this hunger and thirst in his heart. Cause me to know the Lord. I want to know him more. Because the Lord is so abundant. He is greater than the ocean. He is greater than the universe. And John tells us concerning what Jesus had done and all his words.
若是把它一一记载出来的话,
if we had to record them down one
他说,
by one,
那个书啊, 全世界都容不下的,
even this world cannot contain the scroll.
这不是他的一个夸张,
he is not exaggerating.
这乃是个事实,
but this is a reality.
因为主耶稣太大太丰富了,
because indeed Jesus is great.
不要说我们今生认识不完,
Not only that we will not be able to know him today, even in eternity, we will not fully know him.
不要说我们一个人认识不完,
not only one individual cannot know him. If we combine all the saints throughout the ages,
也没有办法把主耶稣认识到穷尽的,
we still cannot exhaust the knowledge of Christ.
我从前还要跟弟兄姊妹说过,
I have shared with brothers and sisters before.
一位弟兄他是很能够讲解圣经,
there was a brother who is very capable in expositing this Bible.
不是讲许多的知识,
he does not give many knowledge. But he always shows us Christ through the word.
他讲话呀, 我们都是很受吸引,
so whenever he preached, our hearts are always drawn to it.
每次那个他的机会, 我们都要坐在前面。
Every time when he led a meeting, we will all sit in the front seat, front row.
坐在前面不容易的, 因为人太多了, 大家都要坐前头了。
It is difficult to find the front row seat because everyone fight for those seats.
所以我们就去占座位。
So we will go there early.
先把圣经诗歌摆在那地方去,
and then put our Bible and hymn books on the chairs.
然后呢，我们才能有机会坐到前面。
And then we will have the opportunity to sit in the front.
坐在聚会地方已经很不错了。
It will be wonderful if you can sit in the meeting hall.
好多弟兄姊妹是坐在院子里头。
Because many brothers and sisters will sit in the courtyard.
当然也可以听了。
They can listen.
但是总不赶不上在聚会当中好。
But it's not as good as when you're in the meeting hall.
更赶不上在前面好。
It is not as good as when you are able to sit in the front seat.
后面也可以的。
You can sit in the back.
不过呢，感觉上就不一样。
But the feelings are different.
所以我们有些有心追求的那青年弟兄姊妹，腿也快一点了，所以都把坐前面坐都站。
So those brothers and sisters who really wants to pursue the Lord, and since they're young, they fight for the front seats.
我们听了那个好多的，他讲了很多的话，讲了很多的道。
We have heard many messages that he has given.
那我们说，哎呀，弟兄认识主恩太丰富了。
And we say, well, this brother truly knows the Lord.
我们有一次就跟他说，他说你对主认识这样的丰富啊。
So once we spoke to the brother and said, since you have such full knowledge of Christ,
我们是非常的羡慕。
Our heart truly envy you.
那么他就说，弟兄，我所认识不过一点点。
And he told us, brother.My knowledge of the Lord is just a little bit.
就像小孩子到了海边上用手啊那捧了海水一样。
It's just like a child who goes to the ocean and scoop up some water with his hand.
捧了一把，然后尝一尝。
And I just scoop up some water with my hand and taste it.
就是这样，就是。
That's all I know of Christ.
我尝尝的，我觉得甜美。
I taste it and I think it's sweet.
我觉得宝贵。
I think it's precious.
所以我讲给你们听。
And that's why I share with you.
也让你们来尝一尝。
So that you may also taste it.
你尝尝就知道主恩的甘甜。
After you taste it, you will know the sweetness of His grace.
那么一个懂得圣经的人。
And for a man who knows the Bible so well.
那么一个认识主那样丰富的人。
And for one who has such full knowledge of Christ,
点点、就是、
he confessed that he only knows a little bit.
所以难怪保罗。
No wonder what Paul says.
他是一直其心的一个最大的渴慕啊，就是要认识主耶稣基督。
No wonder Paul says that his greatest desire is to know the Lord.
他为什么要认识主耶稣基督
？Why does he want to know the Lord?
因为前面他说到他看主耶稣像至宝一样。
And because he said he considered him as the most precious.
那是主耶稣，他是最大的宝贵。
Christ is the greatest treasure to him.
世界上没有任何东西可以比拟的。
Nothing can compare to Christ.
他从前不认识主的时候。
Before he knew Christ.
他所追求的，他所夸耀的，那是有各好多东西。
He pursued and boasted after many things.
他以他的这个出身，那个骄傲。
He was proud of his birth.
他说我是以色列人。
He says I'm an Israelite.
我是便雅悯支派的。
From the tribe of Benjamin.
我并不是无名小卒。
I am not just from any place.
那我是一个法利赛人，所生的法利赛人。
I'm also a Pharisee.
那就说到法利赛人中的法利赛人。
He is the Pharisees of all Pharisees.
当然，有的时候法利赛人是有点假冒伪善的。
Of course, many times the Pharisees are hypocrites.
但是他不是这样。
But it wasn't so for Paul.
我是法利赛人，所生的法利赛人。
He says, "I am born as a Pharisee."
就着热心来说，我是逼迫教会的。
As for my zeal, I persecuted church.
那就着律法利益来说，我是无可指责的。
As for the righteousness of the law, I am blameless.
非常热心地在那儿读圣经。
We know that he read the Bible, the scripture.
可能他在全班里头是考第一名的。
He's probably the take the first place in his class.
他说比他同岁的人更有长进。
And because he has more growth than all his peers.
这是他从前所追求的。
Those are the things which he pursued.
那么他也得到了这一切东西。
He also obtained what he was after.
他一直都这些做到夸耀。
And he boasted about what he has gained.
当他在大马色路上看见主的时候。
After he has seen the Lord on the way to Damascus.
他从前所宝贝的这一切统统都变了颜色。
All the things that he treasured in the past had lost its color.
失去了它的价值。
Has lost their value.
所以他说我看万事像粪土一样。
And that's why he says, I consider all things as done.
为要得到耶稣。
So that I can gain Christ.
他为了认识主。
In order to know Christ.
为了要得到主。
In order to gain Christ.
他不仅丢弃了万事。
He has thrown away all things.
并且看着万事像粪土一样。
He also considered them just as done.
那就是一点用处都没有。
Which means it's absolutely useless.
和主耶稣比起来，一点价值都没有。
Compared to Christ, this has no value.
他只有一个心愿，就愿意更多的认识主。
He only has a desire that is to know the Lord more.
更多的得到主耶稣。
To gain Him more.
若不是这一个宝贝的这一个宝贝的主啊，把自己启示在里面的话。
If this precious Lord has not revealed himself to Paul,
他是不可能把这一切都丢弃的。
It will be impossible for Paul to throw away anything.
就好像主耶稣就说的那故事。
Just like the story told by Lord Jesus.
在马太福音十三章里头。
In Matthew chapter 13.
主就说到一个做生意的人。
And Jesus spoke of a businessman.
他去寻找啊贵重的珠子。
And he was looking and searching for a precious pearl.
他也找了好多。
And he found many things.
他把他所喜欢的那些他认为很好的，他都买来。
And he purchased everything he thought that has value.
当末了说，他一个摊商啊，看见了有那珠子。
And later on, he found this pearl.
那很少人呢在那欣赏的。
Not many people admired this pearl.
他走过去一看呢，那么他就发现一个珠子是那个贵重的珠子。
And when he looked upon this pearl, he found that this is a pearl of great value.
无价之宝。
And is priceless.
他一问呢，价钱呢是多少呢
？And he asked for the value of this pearl.
这个卖老板就说的这个价钱呢，他就这个价钱太大了吧，他就很惊讶。
And it was a great price, and he was shocked.
因为他估计一下呢，若是把这个珠子买回来的话
，He estimated, and if he can purchase this pearl,
要把他所有一切都牺牲掉了。
Then he has to sell all that he has.
他要把他所买的那些珠子统统都要变卖。
He also had to sell off all the other pearls which he purchased.
他要把他的家产呢和房屋啊，那统统都要变卖掉。
He also need to sell his land and his houses.
他才能够买这个珠子。
Then he will have the enough money to purchase this pearl.
但是主告诉我说，他就欢欢喜喜的回去变卖了一切。
But the Lord tells us that he gladly sold everything.
来买这个珠子。
In order that he can purchase this pearl.
因为这是无价之宝。
For this is a pearl of great value.
这是贵重的珠子。
And this is a priceless pearl.
虽然他回到家里也没地方住了。
Although he went home, he doesn't have a place to stay.
生活都成了问题。
He even have problem to make a livelihood.
但是他有那珠子，让他心里得到安慰。
But this pearl gave him great comfort in his
heart. 他每一次看见珠子的时候，他心里就欢喜。
Every time he look upon this pearl, it gave him great joy.
什么都不要。
And he doesn't want anything else.
那主说这件事情，那个贵重的珠子就知道什么说的呢？
And what is this great this pearl refers to?
指的主耶稣基督说的。
That refers to Jesus.
主说的时候，很可能会想到一个大叔的扫罗。
When Jesus was speaking, was telling the story, he was probably thinking about Paul of Tarsus.
他从前追求这个，追求那一个。
Formerly, he pursued after this and that.
有一天，他发现了贵重的珠子。
One day, he discovered this pearl of great value.
他就变卖一切所有的。
And he sold all he has.
来买这个珠子。
So that he can purchase the pearl.
所以他说，又因着看这个，因着看见主耶稣的缘故。
And because he have seen Lord Jesus.
他将万事都想了分头。
He consider all things as done.
整个的一生啊，他就盼望的就更多的认识主。
And all his life, he only desires to know the Lord more.
因为主耶稣太宝贵了。
Because the Lord Jesus is truly precious.
我们对不信的人，我们讲这些话，他不懂得。
Brother and sister, if we speak these words to the unbelievers, they will not understand.
但是我们这些蒙恩得救人，我们知道我们所说的什么。
But those of you who are saved, you know what I'm talking about.
因为不是个知识，乃是我们亲身所经历的。
Because this is not a knowledge, it is our personal experience.
那么这一段时间呢，有的时候我想到主。
And this past sometimes, whenever I think about the Lord,
一想到主这样的宝贵。
When I consider how precious
he is. 毕竟像我们这样人算得什么。
And who are we?
我们不过是非常微小的一个尘土。
We are just like dust.
我们像灰尘一样。
We are just like dust.
他却是这样的爱我们。
Yet he loves us so much.
这样的看顾我们。
And he esteemed and watched over us.
想到主的爱。
Every time I consider about his love.
我就流泪。
I shed tears.
我真的盼望大哭一场。
I truly hope that I can cry loudly.
不是因着悲哀的缘故，那是因着太喜乐了。
Not because I'm sad in my heart, but because I'm so filled with joy.
对我们来说实在太好了。
The Lord Jesus is indeed wonderful to us.
他不仅是拯救了我们。
Not only he has saved us.
他也亲自来牧养我们。
He also come and shepherd us.
带领我们。
And lead us.
安慰我们。
Comforting us.
扶持我们。
And support us.
他说的压伤的芦苇他不折断。
He says that a bruised reed he will not burn.
将残的灯火他不吹灭。
And a smoldering wick he will not extinguish.
我们好像是在环境里面被压伤了。
Many times we are pressured in our environment.
我们好像是已经那个灯都要熄掉的。
Many times it seems like our light is about to go out.
但是他世人都弃绝了。
But the man can forsake him.
觉得没有什么希望了。
Man found there is no hope in him.
但主耶稣不弃绝我们。
But the Lord Jesus will not forsake us.
他不折断我们。
He will not break us.
他也不在那吹灭我们。
He will not extinguish us.
他仍然在那提点，把我们提亮起来。
He continued to lift us up.
给我们加上油。
And give us oil.
叫我们重新能够发光。
Once again, we may shine.
能够为主做见证。
And we may bear testimony.
主实在是太爱我们。
Our Lord indeed loves us so much.
他对我们太好了。
He is so good to us.
所以我想到这时候了，我就想到刚才所写的那诗歌。
When I think about this, I thought about the hymn that we sang.
主实在对我们太宝贵。
The Lord is truly precious to us.
那是巴不得弟兄姊妹们都有个心愿。
I hope that all brothers and sisters will have a desire.
让我们来更多的认识他。
That we want to know him more.
这个有的认识，是别人不领会的。
Some of our knowledge will not be understood by them.
只有我们亲身经历人，我们才知道。主是这样宝贵。
Only those who have truly experienced the Lord will understand how precious He is.
有很多小事。
There are many small things.
在生活上琐碎一些事情。
Many tedious things of life.
给我们经历，给我们看见，我们的主他实在是那位信实的。
All these things cause us to experience the faithful God.
他只要应许了。
As long as he promised,
他必定要成就。
He will accomplish.
他不过应许了之后，他会实现的。
He will not turn back on his promise.
他说：“我们纵然可以实现。”
Even though we are faithless,
但是我们的主他仍然是信实的。
But our Lord is faithful.
因为他不背负自己。
He will not deny himself.
无论有多少艰难。
No matter how many hardships you have,
无论我们的光景如何
，No matter what kind of condition you're in,
他仍然照他所应许的成就在我们的身上。
He will fulfill according to his
promise. 我们的主他实在是信实的主。
Our Lord is indeed a faithful God.
我们认做的这是一方面。
This is just one aspect.
还有好多方面。
There are many, many aspects.
都能从我们经历头，我们在对他一点点的认识。
Which will cause us to know him.
每一天我们都有属灵的经历。
Every day we should have a spiritual experience.
每天我们都该对主有新的认识。
Every day we should have a new knowledge.
所以保罗说到我们的经历的时候
，So when Paul speaks about experiences,
他不仅是给我们看见前面的标杆
，Not only he show us the goal that was set in front of us,
他也给我们看见我们天天我们该有的经历。
He also show us what our daily experience should be.
让我们更多的认识主。
That we may know him.
我们不能够像今天还像昨天一样。
We cannot be the same today as yesterday.
并不能够今天像去今年像去年一样。
We cannot be the same this year as last year.
我总是巴不得我们对主的认识能够增加。
We always need to have an increase in our knowledge of the Lord.
那我们属灵生命就长进。
And then our spiritual life will grow.
这是他头一方面。
And this is the first aspect.
那第二方面他说到认识他复活的大能。
Secondly, to know the power of his resurrection.
那刚才我们说过，这个复活的大能不是指着我们将来身体的复活说的。
We mentioned before that this resurrection does not refer to the resurrection of our body.
这也是主耶稣复活的大能。
Even though that is also his power of resurrection.
他要照着他叫万有归附自己的大能，改变我们的身体。
And he will change our body through his resurrection.
叫我们这朽坏的身体变得不朽坏了。
And so that the mortal body will become immortal.
还有一个大能，那是在生命里头的大能。
But he also possessed another great power, which is in his life.
在里面支持着我们。
And this resurrected life will continue to strengthen us.
我们蒙恩得救之后，我们就很多很多的时候，我们经历艰难。
After we're saved, many times we will experience difficulties.
痛苦。
We will experience suffering.
有时候，我需要忍耐。
Sometimes it requires patience.
有些时候我们需要忍受。
Sometimes it requires endurance.
那我们怎么能这样子忍耐呢？
How can we have such patience?
就是因为里头有复活的大能。
It is because there is a power of resurrection in you.
在我们难处当中，他使我们能够忍耐。
In great difficulties, he causes us to be patient.
好像那些难处不能摸着我们世界。
And these difficulties cannot touch us.
并不是我们的夸耀。
It is not something that we can boast.
我记得，前几年我是身体病的时候。
I remember a few years back when I was sick.
那医生好像讲起来就非常严肃了。
And when the doctor discussed my condition, they are always very serious.
弟兄姊妹听了也是很觉得很觉得很担子很重。
And the brother and sister also bore a heavy burden on my account.
我们中国人说贪呼舌辩呢，我是那现在是贪哀声的舌辩。
And the Chinese used to say have a saying that says every time you mention about tiger you get afraid, but nowadays the people talk about cancer and you're afraid.
那一听你身上你有了 cancer 呢，那就知道这个人要 cancer 掉了。
And whenever they hear that you have cancer in you, they think you will be canceled.
所以大家都很严肃。
And so everyone was very serious.
但是我听的医生在宣布的时候。
But after I heard the doctor's diagnosis.
把那个病情告诉我的时候。
And he explained what I had to me.
我里头那个安息的不得了。
I was filled with peace.
好像这件事不是发生在我身上。
It seems as if this is not happening to me.
好像他在那说别人一样。
It seems as if he's talking about somebody else.
就听别人的故事就是。
I am just listening to someone else's story.
弟兄姊妹，不是我能够忍耐。
Brother and sister, it's not that I am able to endure, or that I am stronger than others.
就是那个时候，那个复活的大能在里面支持着我。
But it's because the power of His resurrection supported me.
使我们不至于惊慌。
So that I would not be in anxiousness.
有弟兄姊妹遭遇非常的事情。
There are some brothers and sisters who experienced difficulties.
很大的难处。
Great difficulties.
我记得有一位姊妹，她的丈夫的这个引导。一次的那个灾祸，就失掉那个很多的器官呢，失掉机能。
I remember there was a sister, because of an accident, her husband has lost many functions in his body.
他在医院里头用很多机器来帮助他。
And he was in a hospital, surviving just based on equipment.
比如帮助他呼吸。
And there is a life support that helps him to breathe, and to help his heart to beat.
那么许多的事情。
And there are many things.
我们也去看他。
We also went to visit him.
我们实在盼望那个他能够好起来呢。
We truly hope that he will recover.
他自己也有这样的盼望。
He also have this hope.
他的姊妹也是有这样的盼望。
His wife also hope he will recover.
那么等到有一天。
Until one day.
在早晨的时候。
Early in the morning.
他姊妹读圣经。
His wife was reading the scripture.
读到约翰福音十五章。
And she was reading John 15.
那葡萄树和枝子的事情。
She was reading concerning the vine and the branches.
枝子怎样连接在葡萄树上。
And how the branches are connected to the vine.
从葡萄树得到一切的供应。
And he receives all nutrients from the vine.
那次主就借着这一章圣经呢。
At that time, the Lord used these scriptures.
给他有点开启。
And to reveal things to her.
看见。主所有一切丰富都在他里面。
He shows her that all the riches of the Lord is in her.
葡萄树所有一切那个浆汁啊，那个丰那个肥美都在那个枝子里头。
And because all the sap, all the nutrients of the vine is in the branches.
但我是枝子。
She says, I'm a branch.
我是和主耶稣连在一起的。
I am connected to the vine.
那这主的一切丰富都在我里面。
And all the riches of the Lord is in me.
喜乐的不得了。
So she was filled with joy.
圣灵大大充满她里面。
And the Holy Spirit filled her heart.
她给我们讲最后那个经历的时候。
When she was sharing this experience to us.
我就想，哎呀，糟糕了。
I said, oh no.
今天她的先生可能要过去了。
Probably her husband will die today.
果然到了晚上时候。
And truly that evening,
他先生就过去了。
Her husband passed away.
那个复活的能力是在我里面。
And but the power of resurrection continues to remain.
有需要的时候。
Whenever we have need,
主在重新再来提醒我们。
The Lord will remind us again.
他一切的丰富。
That all His riches,
一切能力
all His strength,
都是在我里面。
All His power is within us. If she did not have such knowledge,
这个消息很可能让使她受不了。
And this news will crush her.
因为她还年轻。
Because she was very young.
毕竟有几个小孩。
She also had many young children.
但是也很沉重。
And she has a heavy burden.
那么现在她先生过去了。
Now her husband passed away.
好像外面的知识力量完全失掉了。
It seems like she has lost all of the outside outward support. This is something she cannot bear.
主就给她看见，那主的丰富在她里面。
But the Lord showed her that His riches is within her.
那个复活的能力在她里面。
The power of His resurrection is within her.
复活的能力，主就把她带过来了。
And because of this power, resurrection, the Lord led her through.
当然过日子过去之后。
After some time,
她心里又想起了，又很难过了。
And she thought about her husband, and she was grieved. 所以我们
看见那个复活的大能在我们里面。
So we see that this power of resurrection is within us.
有需要的时候，在里头一直支持着我。
Whenever we had the need, it would rise up to meet our needs.
有些弟兄姊妹，他们在病中。
Some brothers and sisters who are in sickness.
或者在难处当中。
Or in the midst of tribulation.
这个复活的能力。
And because of this power of resurrection.
使他们从那个病里面出来了。
they're able to rise up from their illness. They're able to rise up from their difficulties. I know of a brother. And he has some psychological problem. In the beginning, he tried to hide his conditions and would not tell people.
因为告诉人之后啊，很可能他的工作在那个机关里头就会失掉。
Because if he told people of his true condition, he might lose his job.
就是不失掉的话，别人对他也另眼看待。
Even if he did not lose his job on that account, people would look at him differently.
是个精神病人。
That he is a psychological patient.
就是他能够过去的话
，if he's able to endure,
他的孩子们也都受到影响的。
Then it will also affect his children.
那么他的儿子就娶不到妻子了。
And maybe his son will not be able to find a wife.
他女儿就嫁不出去了。
His daughter will not be able to find a husband.
知道他的爸爸是精神病。
And because people will look down on them, of his case.
跟他联系在一起。
And no one will be able to, will want to contact him.
他只有把这个事情隐瞒下来。
When he thought about all these consequences, he just hid his conditions. But sometimes he could not hide any longer. And when he has episodes,
他就一直要撞墙。
He wanted to continue to hit his head against the wall.
用手抓。
And sometimes he would scratch himself.
那他的太太和他的儿子就按着他的手。
And his son and his wife will hold on to his hand.
叫他这个没有办法来害毁害自己。
So that he cannot hurt himself.
有时候他走在路上呢。
Sometimes he's walking on the street.
他就想撞汽车。
He wanted to run to the cars.
无论走在什么中，就相当有危险的。
No matter where he goes, he always tried to hurt himself.
他们想这样隐瞒也是不行的。
So they thought that they cannot hide his condition anymore.
那还是到医院里去吧。
They need to go to the hospital.
就到一个比较小的医院。
They went to a smaller hospital.
这小的医院没有办法啊。
And the small hospital could not offer help.
过一段时间之后，就把他介绍一个大的医院去。
After some time, they transfer him to a larger hospital.
台湾的最有名的医院。
And they went to the most famous hospital in Taiwan.
那医院有几个月。
And after several months in that hospital,
医生尽量也治疗。
And the doctor tried their best to treat him.
但是病啊，不仅是没有起色。
But he did not get better.
并且病越过越严重起来。
He got even worse than before.
那么有一天，一个弟兄去看他。
One day, a brother went to visit him.
说你这样下去不行啊。
He says you cannot continue on like this.
把人耽误掉了。
And this treatment is not working for you.
那你还是我带你去看看母姊妹吧。
And he says, let me take you to see some sister.
那她是有异病的恩赐的。
Because this sister has a gift of healing. She often helps other people.
不仅仅是恩赐来帮助人。
Not only help people with her gift.
也借着话语让人帮助人。
But she also helped people with her words.
我们都受过她的帮助。
We have all been helped by her.
我们对她很熟悉的。
And we know her very well.
那么她就，她那个，他们勉强她去。
And so they kind of forced him to go to see the sister.
她不愿意去。
He didn't want to go.
因为她想到了她病的时候。
He thought that when he's sick.
曾经告诉我们。
He told us once.
我们答应为她祷告。
That we agreed to pray for him.
我们个人祷告。
We will pray for him individually.
聚会当中弟兄姊妹为他祷告。
We will pray for him in the fellowship.
不仅一个聚，好几个聚会为他祷告。
Not just one church pray for him, but many churches pray for him.
没有好起来。
And but he was not healed.
他已经灰心失望了。
So he was already disappointed.
所以看这个姊妹去啊，他一点信心都没有。
He has absolutely no faith in seeing the sister.
他坚决的拒绝。
So he strongly refused.
他们就把他勉强他把他摆在机车车上面。
But they forced him into a taxi to take him to the sister.
带到那个姊妹那里去。
And brought him to see the sister.
那么在客厅里头，那姊妹来了之后，他就讲到他的病情。
In her living room, he began to tell her his condition.
他这样痛苦，这样痛苦。
How he was in pain and suffering.
讲了很多。
He spoke many things.
他也说到。他请求教会为他祷告。
He also mentioned that he asked the church to pray for him.
那台中教会为他祷告。
He asked the church in Taichung to pray for him.
那个中心新村教会为他祷告。
He asked another church of to pray for him.
那其他教会也为他祷告。
And other church when they learned of it, they also pray for him.
那么魏定元替他祷告。
And Brother Wei also pray for him.
好像是他说这个祷告应该是听了。
He said it seems like the Lord should hear the prayers.
都没有用处。
But nothing helped.
到现在完全失望了。
Now I am completely disappointed.
那我们弟兄，我们姊妹啊，实在是，他是一个很认识主的人。
Our sister was indeed a sister who knew the Lord.
也是很认识主的话语。
She also knew the word of God very well.
她就说，弟兄，你的病啊是假的。
And so she told him, brother, your illness is fake.
他一听这话呀，就气坏了。
When he heard that, he was so angry.
我这么痛苦，你还说我是假的。
I am such pain and suffering, and you say that I am a fake.
我这么大年纪了。
I'm faking my illness.
这么大年纪还要装病啊。
I am already very old. Why do I need to fake my illness? So he was very mad.
看到脸色变了。
When the sister saw that his countenance changed.
慢慢的来。
She says, we'll go slowly.
这不是我的话。
This is not my word.
这是主的话。
This is God's word.
那我们就说这个姊妹，主的话怎么地方说的呢？
So we were wondering how the Lord was speaking to her.
因为我们圣经实在按不上她说。
Our Bible knowledge is not as good as hers.
她就让她读罗马书第三章。
So she asked him to read Romans chapter 3.
读的时候，她就说到。这个即便有不信的，这有何妨呢？
He says, even in unbelief, what does it matter?
难道他们的不信就废掉神的信吗？
Is it because this unbelief will discredit God?
这前面这两句话呀，是准备他的心的。
And these two words were the words to prepare his heart.
把信心能再重新建立起来。
To rebuild his faith.
他为什么失掉信心？
Why did he lose faith?
不仅因着病的痛苦。
Not only because the painfulness of his illness.
这么多弟兄姊妹替他祷告。
But also because so many brothers and sisters prayed for him.
这么多教会都替他祷告。
So many church prayed for
him. 结果一点都不灵了。
And nothing worked.
所以信心完全失掉了。
And that's why he lost his faith.
弟兄姊妹用这些圣经啊，用的最好不过了。
And so our sister used this verse very well.
即便也不信呢。
If some did not believe,
这有何妨呢？
And what then?
不是说他们的不信，就难道他们的不信就废掉神的信吗？
Their unbelief will not nullify the faithfulness of God, will it?
他们祷告为什么不灵呢？
Why is it that their prayers didn't work?
他们没有信心呢。
It's because they did not have faith.
即便也不信呢。
Even if they're faithless,
这有何妨呢？
What then?
这一句话把这些统统都打倒了。
And with this one verse, she struck down every unbelief.
那我们为什么不祷告不灵？
Why is it that our prayer didn't work?
因为我们不信。
It's because we did not believe.
他既然也不信了。
Even if we did not believe.
这有何妨呢？
What then?
不要管他们。
You don't need to mind them.
不要看他们。
Don't look at them.
不是说这个难道他们的不信就废掉神的信吗？
And because could their unbelief nullify God's faithfulness?
他们虽然不信，但是神还是那个信实的。
Even if they do not believe, God is still faithful.
那就是让我们的眼睛不从人的身上转到主的身上来。
And so quickly that his eyes was changed from focusing on man to focus on God.
我们若是看人的话呢，会叫我们失望。
If we focus on man, we will always be disappointed.
但是我们仰望主的时候呢，我们的信心就会被建立起来。
But when we look up to the Lord, our faith will be built up.
所以弟兄们，不要看人。
Francis, don't look at man.
也不要看自己。
Don't look at yourself.
让我们的眼睛只单单的仰望主。
Only focus on the Lord.
所以他说，难道他们的不信就废掉神的信吗？
Will their unbelief nullify the faithfulness of God?
神仍然是真的信实的。
God is still faithful.
你看主。
Look at the Lord.
你眼睛注视在主的身上。
Focus your eye upon the Lord.
他说，那个不如说神是真实的，人都是虚假的。
God is truth, and all men are liars.
那这句话就是医药。
And this word was with the medicine.
前面一句话是预备他的信心。
The first word was to prepare his heart. And the second word was the medicine.
不如说神是真实的。
May God be found true.
人都是虚谎的。
Though every man be found a liar.
那个虚谎就虚假。
And that liar is falsehood.
他说，我们这个人呢是虚假的。
He says that all men are just falsehood.
只有神是真实的。
Only God is the truth.
我们是虚假的。
We are false.
那这句话像医药要进到他里面来了。
And this word was just like a medicine that entered his heart.
他里头就苏醒过来了。
His heart was restored.
他说我们人都是虚假的。
He says all men are just liars.
他说我的病是假的了。
Of course, my illness is a lie.
一下子这个药就发生作用了。
Immediately, the medicine began to work.
不要吃好多次的。
He doesn't have to take the medicine many times.
就是一句话就来进来了。
Just the word of God entered into his heart.
一解开就复活的大能显出。
And when the word is open in his heart, it has the power of resurrection.
苏醒过来。
And it restored his soul.
那那个他的脸色就改变了。
His face changed.
所以我们这边说祷告吧。
And our sister said, "Let's pray."
不讲多，更不讲很多的话语。
She did not say many things.
他们就祷告。
She just prayed.
祷告完之后，他们回去了。
After they prayed, he went home.
回去到医院里头，在躺在那里等着生，等着发病。
And when he went home, when he went back to the hospital, he lay on the bed waiting for the next episode of his illness.
等到晚夜里头啊，病也没有发。
He waited until midnight and nothing happened.
第二日再等吧。
He waited a second day.
在医院里头，他又等了七，又等了七天。
So in the hospital, he waited for his illness to come back for 7 days.
七天都没有发病。
And 7 days, it did not come back.
但是他信心还是很小啊。
But his faith was still very small.
虽然他已经得到医治了。
Although he has already received healing.
但他总是觉得信不达来的。
He still cannot fully believe.
难道这一下就会好起来吗？
Can this one word cause me to be well? He could not fully.
他又等了一个月。
So he waited for another month.
过了就一个月呀，也没有发病。
And after the whole month, nothing happened.
他就跟医生讲，我要出院了。
So he told the doctors, "I wanted to leave the hospital."
那医生也不放心，给他好多药。
The doctor gave him a lot of medication.
那什么时候你发病，什么时候吃这药。
He said, "Use these medication anytime you are sick."
他把这药带回去了。
He took the medicine home.
对，完全好了。
He was completely healed.
过了几年，我到他们那里去。
After several years, I went to see him.
我在那里去有一些聚会。
I went to his hometown for some meetings.
他到我住的地方来看我。
And he came to see me.
他说：“魏弟兄，我你看我怎么样？”
He has a brother way. What do you think of me?
你现在真好啊。
I say, oh, you look very well.
也胖起来了。
And you also gained some weight.
这个人整个人都改变了。
And your whole being changed.
我说你病好了。
I said, you're completely well. He says, yes, I'm completely well.
回来之后,
After I came back,
他在糖厂里工作,
he worked in a sugar factory.
他就在那工, 在那糖厂里头建立一个, 带领好多人得救。
And in his workplace, he led many people to the Lord.
他们也有一个小小的聚会。
They also have a small gathering there.
那一次我不是在他们的聚会。
That time, I didn't go to have fellowship with them.But he came to see me.
整个人完全改变。
He was completely changed.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
dear brothers and sisters,
这是复活的大能。
This is the power of His resurrection.
这个复活的生命就把我们从旧的情景里带出来，带到新的境界里头。
And this power will lead us from our old condition into a new life.
这是真实的。
This is true.
圣经里头说到主耶稣复活的大能时候，
when the Bible talks about the power of His resurrection，
特别是在约翰一书，约翰福音，不是约翰，以弗所的第一章告诉我们的。
Especially in Ephesians chapter 1 it tells us，
他这个能力到底有多大呢？
He says how great is this power？
他这个能力就显在主耶稣身上那个大能。
He says this power was manifest in the life of Lord Jesus Christ。
这个大能怎样显在主耶稣身上？
How this power is manifest in the Lord Jesus？
今天也照样显在我们的身上。
Today it is also manifest in you。
显在主耶稣身上的能力怎样呢？
However, this great power is.
啊，现在主耶稣身上呢，都叫他从死里复活。
And this power caused him to be raised from the dead.
并且使他升到天上。
And to be seated in heaven.
坐在神的右边。
And be seated in the right hand side of God.
超过了一切执政掌权的有能力主
政者。So that he is far above all rule and authority.
和一切有名称的。
And power and dominion and every name that is named.
今世跟来世都超过。
Not only in this age, but also in the one to come.
他不仅是复活的生命。
This is not only a power of the resurrected life,
得胜的生命。
But it's also a victorious life.
没有一个难处如果能够拦阻他呢。
There is not one difficulty that can stop him.
他胜过了一切执政掌权有能力组织，他都胜过了。
He has overcome all power and dominion.
和一切有名称的。
And all that there is to be named.
你要把这个起给他起出个名字来的话，
as long as you can name
这个能力就超过了。
This great power will overcome.
不但是今世，连来世都超过。
Not only in this age, but also in the ones to come.
有很多东西还没发明出来呢。
There are many things that's not yet invented.
是将来会有的。
These are the things in the future.
今世那些有名称的。
But our Lord Jesus Christ not only overcame what is to be named right now.
有名称都超过。
But even the ones that is to come.
这是得胜的生命。
This is a victorious life.
亲爱的兄姊妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
这是在主耶稣身上所显出那个大能。
This is what appeared in the life of Lord Jesus Christ.
主耶稣也告诉约翰，在启示录也告诉约翰。
In Revelation, God also told John.
我是阿尔法，我是 Omega。
I am the Alpha and the Omega.
我是存活的。
I am the living one.
我曾经死过。
I was dead.
现在又活了。
And now I live.
只活到永永远远。
Live till evermore.
他胜过死亡。
He has overcome death.
死亡和阴间呢，没有办法捆绑他。
And hell and Hades cannot bind him.
没有办法拘束他。
They cannot take him captive.
他从死亡和阴间里出来了。
He also came out from death.
他不仅复活了，并且是活到永永远远。
He's not only alive, but he will live till evermore.
拉撒路虽然从死里复活了。
Even though Nazareth came out of death.
但是过了几年之后，拉撒路又死掉了。
But after several years, he died again.
还有那个妇人的儿子，独生子虽然也复活了。
Also, that only son of that woman.
但是过些时候就死掉了。
He also came back alive, but he died again.
胜过了死亡和阴间。
And they could not overcome.
但是暂时的。
They could not overcome death and Hades just for temporary time.
我们主耶稣基督他的得胜是永远的。
Our Lord Jesus' victory is eternal.
他不仅从死亡和阴间里出来了。
Not only he came out from death and of Hades, but he lived till evermore. He says, I have the keys of death and of Hades.
钥匙就掌权在那管理。
Keys means that he ruled and reigned. Jesus not only reigned and ruled in this world, but he also ruled and reigned in the world unseen. He is the one seated on the throne.
他是万有的主宰。
And he is King of universe. This is his power of resurrection. He is not under the bondage of death and Hades. Positively, he also overcame the power of death and Hades.
他也掌管了这个死亡和阴间的钥匙。
He also take the keys of the death and Hades in his hand.
所以保罗他说，我们的生命气息存留都在乎他。
Paul says that our breath and our lives are all in him.
不在乎我们的疾病。
It is not according to our illness.
也不在乎医生怎样说。
It is not according to what the doctor says.
在主的手里面。
But it is in God's hand.
因为死亡和阴间钥匙握在他的手里。
Because he holds the keys of death and Hades.
这是我们的主耶稣。
This is our Lord Jesus.
这是他复活的大能。
And this is his power of resurrection.
这个大能今天就显在我们的身上。
And this power today is in us.
就是为了我们的。
It is for us.
说我们今天都能享受主耶稣复活的大能。
Today we can all experience and enjoy his power of resurrection.
借着各种事物。
And through all things.
借着我们一切所遭遇的事。
And through all circumstances.
使我们能认识主耶稣复活的大能。
We will know of his power of resurrection.
下面还有说这个交通他的苦难。
And then he says to fellowship in his sufferings.
那不仅是他有大能。
Not only he has a great power.
并且他也受到交通他的苦难。
But we also fellowship in his suffering.
什么交通他的苦难，就是有份于他的苦难。
What does that mean? That means that we take part in his sufferings.
有份于主的苦难。
We can take part in the suffering of Christ.
我们若是读这个罗马书第八章的话，
If we read Romans chapter 8,
他在30节就告诉我们说，
In verse 30 he tells us，
神所预定召他们来，
And God has called them，
所召来的人要称他们为义。
God has predestined them, and those he called, he justified. And whom he justified, those he glorified. This is the work of God. And that's his plan. But in our experience, he says we are all children of God. Since we are children, we are his descendants. We are sons with him. And we suffer with him. We also glorify with him. This is referring to our experience. In God's plan, he did not plan for us to suffer. But in our experience, we need to go through suffering. This is because that is our responsibility. How do we become the sons of God? It's because we believe in him.
若是没有相信的话，
without believing,
虽然主乐意拯救我们，
even though he desires to save us, we still cannot be called the children of God. But because we believe in him,
所以我们最近要成为神的儿女，
then we can be called the children of God.
我们也知道我们确实我们是神的儿女。
We also know and that we are the sons of God.
既是儿女，
since we are sons,
就是后嗣，
then we are his descendants.
和基督一同做后嗣。
That we will be sons with him.
和基督承受产业，基督一同承受产业。
And receive the same inheritance.
所以产业怎样？ 是属于主耶稣基督。
How God's inheritance belongs to our Lord Jesus Christ because He's a son.
今天我们在主耶稣基督，我们也是神儿子。
Today in Christ we're also sons.
我们乃是和主耶稣一同承受产业。
And we inherit the same inheritance.
这个是神所做的一件事。
This is what God has done.
这不需要我们负责任的。
This is not something we need to do.
但下面一句话就我们要负责任的。
But then He says something we need to do.
这个我们和他。我们若是这个和他一同受苦
，If we suffer with him，
我们就和一同进入荣耀，得荣耀。
Then we will enter into glory with him。
就上个礼拜天，我们弟兄讲到，没有苦难就没有得到。
Last Sunday, our brother shared that without suffering, that we cannot gain.
我们若是要得到荣耀的话
，If we want to gain glory，
我们要进到荣耀里面去的话
，If we want to enter into glory，
需要经过苦难。
We need to go through suffering.
那我们都知道什么叫荣耀。
We all know what glory is.
这 Frankie 弟兄给我们讲了有三次讲了荣耀的事。
But Frankie shared with us three times concerning glory.
总之的话呢，就荣耀就是指的主耶稣基督说的。
But in summary, glory refers to our Lord Jesus.
神说的。
This is what God said.
当我们神造我们的时候呢，他就要他的心意就要我们得到荣耀。
When God created us, His desire is for us to gain glory.
换句话说，他要在我们里面。
In other words,
充满在我们里头。
He will fill us.
也充分彰显出来。
And He will be revealed through us.
在我们身上彰显出来那位神。
And the God who is revealed through us
那就是荣耀，荣耀
is the glorious God.
我们要进入荣耀的话
for us to enter into glory,
要是把神那儿彰显出来的话
for us to manifest our Lord,
那需要经过苦难
we must go through suffering.
所以没有苦难，我们就没有得到
without suffering, there'll be no gain.
没有苦难，我们就不能进入荣耀
without suffering, there's no glory.
很多东西都是我们不需要负责任神做的
many things we do not have to be responsible for because that is God's work.But these two things we need to bear responsibility. First, we need to believe in Him so that we can be the sons of God. We have to go through suffering, then we can receive glory. When we talk about suffering,
很多方面的苦难
there are many aspects of suffering.
那这里说基督的苦难
Here it says the suffering of Christ.
我们交通于基督的苦难
We fellowship in His suffering.
那主耶稣的苦难是什么苦难？
What is the suffering of Jesus?
主耶稣苦难有两方面。
There are two areas of to the suffering of Jesus.
头一方面
，First of all，
就说到救赎的苦难。
It talks about the suffering of salvation.
他为了拯救我们
，In order to save us，
必须在十字架上受苦。
He must suffer on the cross.
那个苦难呢，是我们没有份的。
And that suffering is something we cannot take part.
只有他单独的来拯救我们。
He alone can save us.
这是一方面。
This is the first area.
第二方面的苦难。
Second area of suffering.
遵行神的旨意。
Is to be obedient to God's will.
在遵行神的旨意，他要需要受苦。
In terms of obedient to God's will, he must suffer.
他若是不愿意遵行神的旨意的话
，If he does not want to obey to God's will,
苦难就临不到他的身上。
Then those sufferings cannot come in his life.
他不必要受苦的。
He doesn't have to suffer.
那是他是，比如说是要他到地上成为一个人来拯救我们。
For example, God wants him to come to this earth to become a man to save us.
他不愿意来。
If he doesn't want to come,
他还是留在天上好。
He will still remain in heaven.
我不要到地上去。
He said, "I don't have to come."
神也没法勉强。
Then God cannot force him to come.
因为神非常尊重人的意志。
Because God respects our choice.
特别是他的儿子。
Especially the choice of his son.
但是他为了顺服神的旨意。
But in order to be obedient to the Father's will.
他就甘心乐意到地上来。
Willingly, he came onto this earth.
到地上的时候，为我们经过了多少的痛苦。
When he came, he endured so much suffering for us.
一生难，这个是我们没办法去说得完的。
And it's something which we cannot fully describe.
他一生都是活在苦难的里面。
His entire life was a life of suffering.
降生的时候，他没有降生在皇宫里头。
When he was born, he was not born into a palace.
降生在马槽里面。
He was born in a manger.
他长大的时候没有在一个这个有名的城市里头。
He did not grow up in a famous city.
他在拿撒勒长大。
But he grew up in Nazareth.
所以人提到拿撒勒的时候，就说拿撒勒还能出什么好的吗
？When people mentioned about Nazareth, they say, "What good can come out of Nazareth?" It is a city despised by men.
他不是在一个富有的家庭里头。
He did not grow up in a rich family.
他是在一个贫寒的家庭里头。
But grew up in a poor family.
他需要和约瑟一同在劳碌，为了家庭生活。
He must labor alongside of Joseph in order to feed the family.
他为什么不听神迹奇事？
You say, why didn't he just do a miracle? And so that he can feed everyone, his family. Then he doesn't need to suffer.
但是我们知道，那就是把苦难不避掉了。
We know that that would just be escaping from suffering.
你躲避了苦难，就把荣耀就是把这个得就没有得到了。
If you escape from suffering, then you will not receive glory.
为了摆在前面的喜乐。
And for the joy that is placed before him,
他就轻看羞辱。
He despised all shame.
忍受十字架的苦难。
And endure the suffering of the cross.
人的一路上，他都是那个在那经过苦难。
So all the way in his life, he continued to suffer.
他在那个。在约旦河里受洗的时候
，When he was baptized in the River Jordan，
他从水里上来，天就为他开了。
The heavens opened for him when he came out of the water。
天上有声音说：“这是我的爱子。”
There was a voice from heaven that says, "This is my beloved son."
我说喜乐的，我说喜悦的。
I delight.
并且圣灵降在他身上，像鸽子一样。
The Holy Spirit also descended upon him as dove.
弟兄姊妹，这当然很好。
Brother, sister, of course, all these are good.
我们大家都喜欢在受浸的时候，天为我们开了。
All of us desire the heavens to be open for us in our baptism.
我说喜悦的。
That we also want to hear the voice that said, "This is my beloved son, in whom I delight."
是那么清楚地降在我们的身上。
And the Holy Spirit clearly descended upon him just as dove.
我们都喜欢这样。
We all desire this.
但是弟兄们不要忘记。
Sisters, do not forget.
当他这样听见这个声音
，When he heard this voice，
享受那个圣灵的那个充满，说圣灵的丰富。
When he enjoyed the abundance of the Holy Spirit，
下面就是圣灵把他带到旷野里面。
Immediately he was led into the wilderness，
在旷野40天之久受魔鬼的试探。
And he was tempted in the wilderness for 40 days。
没有什么东西可吃的。
Nothing to eat。
马可福音说他和野兽在一起。
Mark tells us that he was with the beasts.
你知道那个时候所经历的苦难。
You know the suffering he went through.
前面不错，是受尽之后所显出来的荣耀。
Of course, formerly it was great. He sees the glory in his baptism. This is his enjoyment.
就把带到旷野里头。
But immediately he was led into the wilderness. And was tempted by Satan.
魔鬼用种种方法来试探他。
And Satan used all means to tempt him.Which we cannot fully describe.
最末了一次。
And the last temptation.
魔鬼就把万国的荣华都指给他看。
And Satan has shown him the glory of all the world.
你若是俯伏拜我的话。
If you bow and worship me.
我把这一切都给你。
I will give all the strength.
因为这原是交给我的。
Because this belonged to me.
这当然有撒旦，魔鬼是说谎的。
Of course, Satan is the father of lies.
并没有交给他。
These were not for him.
是把这一切。都摆在那个地方，他把他霸占掉。
God has placed all these there, and He took it.
所以他说，你就可以，你拜我一下，我就可以把这东西都给你。
And Satan says, "Just worship me, and I will give the glory of the world to you."
你不要再走十字架的道路。
You don't need to walk on the way of the cross.
你不需要在哥西马尼园在那儿祷告，含香祭奠。
You don't need to pray in the Garden of Gethsemane.
你不需要在十字架上受那多的痛苦。
You don't have to suffer on the cross.
被人鞭打。
You don't have to be endure the stripes and the shame.
你就可以得到一切。
And you can receive all glory.
主耶稣有没有接受他的？
Did Jesus accept his temptation?
主耶稣没有接受。
He did not.
他撒旦退去吧。
He said, "Satan, depart from me."
当拜主你的神。
Only worship the Lord your God.
但要侍奉他。
And only serve him.
那么主耶稣从山上下来。
Then he left the wilderness.
走在旷野路里。
He walked in the ways of the wilderness.
一步一步走到十字架上。
Step by step, he went to the cross.
经历十字架的苦难。
To endure the suffering on
the cross. 弟兄姊妹，主耶稣他为什么这样
？But sister, why is it so?
因为是神的旨意。
Because that is God's will.
特别在哥西马尼园里。
Especially in the Garden of Gethsemane.
他想到那十字架的苦难。
When he considered the pain and suffering of the cross.
所没有办法担当的。
It is something which he cannot endure.
并不怕肉身的痛苦。
Not just the pain in his flesh.
他乃是怕他乃是怕神离弃他。
But he was mostly afraid that God will forsake him.
因为他是从太初就与神同在里。
Because he was with God in the beginning.
他也怕一件事，就是神要把全世界的罪都归他的身上。
He's also afraid when God will place all the sins of the world upon his shoulders.
他的良心所没有办法忍受的。
This is something his conscience cannot endure.
因为他是那样的清洁。
Because he was so pure.
毫无瑕疵。
Without blemish.
神把全世界的罪。
And God must take all the sins of the world. You don't know how much sin is. You don't know how filthy those sins are. You don't know how corrupt those sins are. And all those sins will be on his shoulders. And he must bore them.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
Dear brothers and sisters,
这是他圣洁良心所不能忍受的。
This is what his holy conscience cannot bear.
说他说父啊，若是可行的话,
He says, Father, if it's possible,
求你将这个杯离开我。
Take the cup away from me.
但下面的说不要照我的意思。
And then he says, it is not my will.
只要照你的意思。
But your will.
三次祷告都是这样。
He prayed three times the same way.
不要照我的意思。
Not according to my will.
只要照你的意思。
But thine will.
他拣选神的旨意。
He chose God's will.
说到末了清楚这是神的旨意。
So at the end, he knew clearly it was God's will. 说到甘心
乐意到十字架上去。
And willingly, he went to the cross.
被人捆绑，他一句话都不说。
When men captured him, he did not speak a word.
带到受审判的被人审判。
When he was brought to the judgment seat,
甚至他们吐唾沫在脸上。
Even when they spit on him,
用拳头在打他。
When they hit him with their fists,
用另一方面在羞辱他。
When they use all means to shame him,
许多极大的极大的罪来控告他。
When they accuse him falsely,
但是他一句话都不说。
He did not speak a word.
甚至到末了时候，连比拉多都稀奇。
Even at the end, Pilate was amazed.
难道你不为着自己说一句话吗？
Aren't you going to defend
yourself? 你不知道我有权柄捆绑你。
Don't you know that I have the authority to bind you?
有权柄释放你。
I also have the authority to release you.
你只要为着自己辩护一下。
All you had to do is say something for yourself.
那我就有根据，我知道怎样做。
Then I have a reason to do what I need to do.
上头赐给你的权柄。
Jesus said, if your authority did not come from above,
你什么都不能做,
you cannot do anything.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
Dear brothers and sisters,
他不为了自己辩护,
he would not defend for
himself. 不为了自己声明,
he would not reason for himself. He would not speak a word
for himself.
For he knows this is God's will. This is how God wants to lead him. And he will accept this cup of bitterness from God. 亲爱的弟兄姊妹, Dear brothers and sisters,
这是主耶稣的苦难,
this is the suffering of Jesus.
是顺服神的旨意而有的苦难。
And it is suffering because he wants to be obedient to God's will.
还有一点,
There's one more point.
就是因着爱我们的缘故。
It is also because he loves us. He loves us so much.
甘心乐意为我们受苦。
And willingly he will suffer for us.
若不是为了爱的话,
If not for love,
他也不愿意受这个苦。
He will not will be willing to endure the suffering.
首先是神的旨意。
First of all, it's God's will.
就是他那个爱。对我们的爱也是因着神的旨意的。
Even his love for us is according to God's will.
神的羊。
Because we are his sheep.
所交给他的。
And we are a sheep that was given to him.
所以他就为着他们受甘心乐意受苦。
And for these sheep, he was willing to suffer.
弟兄姊妹，这是主耶稣基督所受的苦难。
Brothers and sisters, this is the suffering.
不是说一切的苦难就把我们带到荣耀里头去。
It doesn't mean that all suffering will lead us into glory.
基督的苦难把我们带到荣耀里。
Only the suffering of Christ will lead us into his glory. When we fellowship in his suffering, then we can enter into glory. We have many sufferings in our life.
比方说是我们犯罪的受管教。
For example, we sinned and we were disciplined.
那是管教我们很痛苦的。
And that discipline is painful.
这个是当时不觉得快乐。
And at that moment, you do not enjoy it.
觉得愁苦啊。
You can only grieve.
有的神的手在打下来的时候啊。
Sometimes when God's hand strikes down.
那有的时候实在受不住了。
And it is very difficult to endure.
但是感谢赞美主
But we thank the Lord.
这对我们是有益处的
It is beneficial to us.
神若是不是管教我们的话
If God does not discipline us.
神若是任凭我们的话
If God let us do whatever we want.
那我们今天不晓得落到哪里去
Then we would not know where we are today.
我常常想到主在我身上管教
I often thought about the disciplines God has done in my life.
虽然我们得救
Even though we are saved.
虽然我是在服侍主的人
Even though I am a person who served the Lord.
那时候学的时候在背逆
But many times I am rebellious.
没有办法脱离那我的罪
I cannot leave my sins.
没有办法脱离我的难处。
Many times I cannot leave my difficulties.
到了时候，主虽然一次两次提醒。
Even though God reminded me once or twice.
我没办法在顺服的时候。
Whenever I am no longer able to obey.
打下来。
God's hand will strike down.
当然，这个管教的痛苦也会叫我们得到益处的。
And the suffering of discipline will also benefit us.
神管教我们是为了我们的益处。
Because every discipline is for our benefit.
叫我们与他的圣洁有份。
So that we can take part in his holiness.
还能结出平安的果子来。
We can bear the fruit of peace.
还能够把一个道路修直了。
And we can also repair and straighten the way.
叫后来的软弱弟兄姊妹。
So those who are weak.
有难处的弟兄姊妹。
Those brothers and sisters who have difficulties.
你就能帮助他，使他不至于失脚。
Will be the one that you're able to help them.
不至于灰心和失望。
That you will not be disappointed and depressed.
神管教我们有许多的益处。
God discipline us for many benefits.
但是这些苦难 不能带把我们带到荣耀里头。
But these sufferings will not bring us into glory.
有益处就是。
It is just good for us.
有的时候主会试验我们一下。
Sometimes God will test us.
我们说我们相信主耶稣基督。
We say that we believe in Jesus.
那你的信心到底什么信心呢？
Then what kind of faith do you have?
有没有经过试炼？
Is it, has the faith been tried?
信心是头脑的信心。
Many times our faith is just a faith of our head.
A faith about the doctrines.
We thought that we can
have faith.
But when trials come, we discover that we do not
have faith.
Just like the Israelites in the
wilderness.
They said, whatever God commanded us, we will do. They're not lying when they claim that. They spoke those words from the depths of their hearts.
旷野经过试炼的时候,
but when they went through the wilderness and went through the trials,
他们都失败了。
They all failed.
他们的信心完全是头脑的信心。
Their faith is just a faith in the head.
自己以为自己相信了。
They thought they had believed. 所以
有的时候主为了要把我们真情显明出来。
Many times in order to expose our true conditions,
让我们经过试验。
God allow us to go
through trials
to show us whether our faith is genuine or
not. Is
our faithfulness to Him
true? Is it
for ourselves or for the
Lord?
Through sufferings, He will test
us. Sometimes
the suffering is to try us,
使我们成为精进,
to cause us to become gold.
就好像就约伯所受的苦难,
just like the sufferings of Job.
那么多的天的苦难,
so many days of suffering.
那么艰难的苦难,
such harsh sufferings.
到末了约伯清楚了,
at the end Job was clear.
你试炼我是为了叫我熬炼我叫我成为精进,
you had tried me so that I can become fine gold.
很多的掺杂,
I have so much mixtures in my life. 这些掺
杂杂质东西必须要经过火的试炼。
And these mixtures must go through the trials of fire.
才让我们成为精进。
So that I may become gold.
这也是有苦难。
This is also a
suffering. 但是这苦难不是带到荣耀里。
But the suffering will not lead us into glory.
把我们带到荣耀里面去的苦难只有基督的苦难。
The only suffering that leads us into glory is the suffering of Christ.
主耶稣不会因着罪而受管教呢。
Jesus said those people who are disciplined because of sin.
神也不必在试验他呢。
Oh, Jesus doesn't have to be go through the suffering trials.
谁也不必再试炼他。
God doesn't need to try him.
因为他是没有罪的。
Because he is sinless.
他也是不知道罪的。
He does not know sin.
他就是那纯洁的一位。
He is completely pure.
这些苦难都不是基督的苦难。
And so those sufferings are not the suffering of Christ.
这是在我们这许多人蒙恩的人身上，我们才经过这些苦难。
Only we need to go through those kinds of sufferings.
这些苦难不能算作基督的苦难。
And so those suffering does not count for the suffering of Christ. When God allows us to take part in Christ's suffering,
it
is to be obedient to His will. To be obedient to His will, we have complete freedom. If we want to obey, then we can obey. If we do not want to obey, God will not hold on to our ears to force us to obey. Because He gave us a free will. If we are unwilling, God will let go. But we lost an opportunity. We lost the opportunity to enter into glory. Brother, sister, this is a choice.
This is God's will.
To serve the Lord is also God's will. If it's God's will for us to serve, we can serve. We can also choose not to serve. We think about those brothers and sisters who are teaching the kids, the children. Those brothers and sisters who are watching the children. They come to the meeting, they cannot join the meeting. They are watching the kids. They're teaching the children. It doesn't mean that everyone loves them or respect them.Many times they're misunderstood. Many times people are dissatisfied. They complain about that.
说弟兄之人他不仅是当然受了苦。
But sister, they not only suffer.
并且也在人的中间得不到人的尊重。
And they also do not gain respect among men.
并且相反的被人弃绝。
And many people are also despised.
但是你可以拣选，你可以不拣选。
But you can choose or choose.
谁叫你去管看孩子？你说我不要。
If God asks you to go watch the children, you say no, I don't want to.
免去这些苦难。
Then you escape from the suffering.
都是你甘心乐意摆上去。
If you willingly to watch.
那既然神的旨意是这样。
Since this is God's will.
无论怎样痛苦。
No matter how much suffering there is.
无论别人怎样来责备我。
No matter how people rebuke me.
我还是要去做的。
I will still do
this work. 弟兄姊妹，这是为了神的旨意受苦。
This is suffer on account of God's will. 这是
最高贵的、最尊、这最尊的、最尊贵的一件事。
This is the most noble thing to do.
但愿我们今天都不是应当勉强那样服侍。
I hope today we're not being forced to serve.
我们服侍，我们是应当神这样叫我这样做，我就把我自己摆上去。
We serve because God had asked us to do.
若是这样的话
，This way.
虽然经过苦难。
Even though you go through suffering,
或者被别人在那儿责备
or even rebuked by men,
我们甘心乐意
but we do it willingly,
为了主的缘故
for God's sake,
我们把我们自己完全摆上去
we commit ourselves to
Him, 我们把那些苦难置之度外
and we look lightly upon the suffering.
弟兄姊妹，只有这样的苦难
only such kind of
suffering 是遵循神的旨意的
it is to be obedient
to God's will, 不是为了自己
it is not for yourself,
那是为了别人。
But it's for others.
不是为了爱自己
It is not to love yourself.
要得到荣耀
To gain glory.
要得到地位
To gain some position.
那是为了爱弟兄姊妹的缘故
But it's because you love the brothers and sisters.
甘心乐意把自己摆上去
And willingly you
弟兄姊妹
place yourself in the position of service.
为了神的旨意而受苦
And you suffered on account of God's will.
这是主耶稣的受的苦难
That's the suffering of Christ.
我们若是有份于这主的基督的苦难
If we fellowship in such suffering,
那我们就能够有份于主的荣耀
Then we will take part in His
glory. 我们和他一同受苦
We suffer with Him.
又和他一同得荣耀
We will receive glory with Him.
第末了一点
Lastly,
同心于主的死
being conformed to His death.
我们中文翻译差一点
The Chinese translation is a little bit lacking.
或者把磨成主死的样式
Or it should be to be molded into His death.
或者同心于主的死
To be conformed to his death.
主的死是什么样子
What is the death of the Lord?
我们愿意把我们摆在这情形当中
That we're willing to place ourselves in the midst.
为什么同心于主的死呢
Why do we need to be conformed to his death?
同定十字架
Because we are crucified with him on the cross.
基督死了我们也和他同死了
Christ is dead and we are dead with him on the cross.
生活里头实行这件事情
How do you realize this in your life?
就我们在生活里有没有把我们自己摆在基督的死地
In your daily life, have you placed yourself on the place of death?
他现在把自己摆在死里。
He has placed himself on the position of death.
他被骂不还口。
Peter tells us that he was rebuked and he would not
speak back. 被害不说威吓的话语。
And there's no guile in his words.
弟兄姊妹，许多时候人家骂我们呢。
Brother and sister, many times people rebuke us.
我们就气得不得了。
We are so angry.
若是别人恨别人害我的话呢？
If people hurt us, then we are filled with hatred.
弟兄姊妹，主耶稣不是这样。
That is not Jesus Christ.
主耶稣被骂不还口。
And he was revealed, and he did not reveal in turn.
威吓的话语。被害不说威吓的话。
And while suffering, he let no utter no threat. This is the form of his death.
我们愿意把自己摆在死地。
If we want, if we're willing to place ourselves in the ground of death,
我们都可以有这样的经历。
We can all experience this, especially in our home.
为什么家庭常常去争执
？Why do we often have arguments at home?
为了一点小事那争得不得了。
We argue over so such small things.
总要争，随时有理由的。
We always wanted to find out who is the most reasonable.
占上风。
Who wants who can win the arguments?
弟兄姊妹，
Francis,
我们可以肯不肯为了同心一主的死
？Is it possible that when you want to be conformed to his death?
把我们自己摆在死地。
You place yourself in the ground of death. When there is arguments, you will not speak a word.
是还没有理由。
You will feel that you don't have any reasons.
一直冲动我们，要我们在那发脾气。
Even if you have such anger in your heart.
但是我们看见我和基督已经同死了。
But you see and realize that you are on the ground of death.
死了就脱离了罪。
A person who is dead has already left the bondage of sin.And we place ourselves in death. No matter what man says to us, no matter how man treated us, we will not speak a word.
弟兄姊妹，若是这样的话，家庭中许多难处得到解决了。
We will not have many other sufferings at home.
不光是为了解决难处，
not only to resolve the difficulties in life,
或者我也得以从死里复活。
but so that we can be resurrected from death.
复活的生命。
We can experience His life of resurrection.
显在我们的身上。
So that His power of resurrection may be revealed to us.
同心于主的死。
All this came about because we are conformed to His death.
主的生命也在我们身上发出来。
If Christ's death is in us, His life is also in us. If His death work in us,
主的生命也在别人身上发动。
His life will work in others.
所以让复活的生命从我里头在这彰显出来。
So to allow the resurrection life to be revealed through you,
同心于主的死。
It is through being conformed to His death.
像主耶稣死那样。
Just like the death of Jesus Christ. And place ourselves on the ground of death. And then Christ's life will be revealed. If we always fight for our rights, then we will not. If we argue for ourselves, we will see that His life of resurrection will not reveal to us. Our life cannot grow. And others cannot receive the benefits. We always allow the aroma of His resurrection to be revealed through us. And the secret is to be conformed to His death.For the sake of God's work, for God, He has already nailed me to the cross. I'm already dead with Him. Then I place myself on the ground of death. To sin, I am dead. And to God, I am alive.
弟兄们，这是我们该有的光景。
Brothers and sisters, this is what we need to have. This is how we need to pursue the Lord. This is how we need to pursue the Lord.
我们天天都可以这样经历的。
So that daily we can experience Him. 使我们更
认识主耶稣基督。
So that we know Him more,
晓得他复活的大能,
and to know His life of resurrection,
交通于他的苦难,
fellowship in His suffering,
也同心于主的死,
and being conformed to His death,
我也可以从死里复活,
in order that I may attain to the resurrection from the dead,
主的复活的生命从我们身上活出来, 彰显出来,
so His resurrected life may be revealed through us.
追求的经历,
this is the experience we pursue after.
他下面说, 弟兄, 我不是以为自己得到了。
He says, brothers, not that I have already obtained it or have already become perfect, but I press on in order that I may lay hold of what that, was laid hold by Christ Jesus. He's saying that not that I thought I had learned everything. I'm still lacking in many areas. There's still many lessons to learn.
不是我自己以为得到了。
Brother, sister, it's not what I have already gained.
已经完全了。
I have not been perfect,
我乃是竭力追求,
but I press on,
好得到主耶稣所要我得到的,
so I can lay hold,
我们追求什么,
which Christ want me to lay hold,
我们怎样追求,
how do I pursue,
我们所追求就是四方面,
we pursue in these four areas, to know Christ,
晓得到复活的大能,
and to know the power of His resurrection, to fellowship in His suffering,
把自己摆在基督的死里,
and to be conformed to His death,
让主耶稣从里头活出来。
So that Christ,
这是我们追求的经历,
so His resurrection may live through me.
我们追求的经历,
this is the experience we need to pursue. 让我们竭力追求, we need to press on,
把自己完全摆在这件事情上面,
and place ourselves in this lessons.
好让神的旨意能成就在我们的身上,
so that Christ's will may be revealed in us.
是我得到基督所要我得到的,
that we can obtain what He wants us to obtain.
那个所要得到,
what that lay hold of.
这个应在原来的意思是要抓住我的。
In the original meaning, to be possessed.
我本来随着自己随便跑的。
Formerly, I am one to run around with my own will. But now Christ possesses me.
就好像让警察抓小偷一样。
Just like the police had caught the thief.
有什么没有看见就跑掉了。
If the police did not watch, then the thief will run away.
把他抓住了。
But now the police can catch the thief.
把小偷就要抓住怎么办呢？
And what does he do after he caught the thief?
或者打他一顿。
Does he beat him up?
或者是在那把他关起来
？Or put him in a prison?
让他受苦。
And to cause him to
suffer. 那神把我们抓住，并不是要把我们关起来呀。
God has caught us not so that He can imprison us, or He can strike us down.
把我们抓住。
But He caught us.
乃是为了叫我们得到主耶稣所要我们得到的。
So that we can receive what Christ wants us to receive.
他是把许多的好处赐给我们。
He has given us many good things.
特别把他自己赐给我们。
Especially gave us
himself. 充满在我们里面。
He filled himself in us.
让他从我们身活出来。
So that he can live through us.
这就是神抓住我们的目的。
This is purpose for catching us. This is his purpose for saving us. 亲爱的弟兄姊妹, dear brothers and sisters,
我们感谢赞美主,
we thank the Lord.
我们今天都是蒙恩的人,
today we're all saved.
我们也都愿意被主抓住,
we also want to be caught by God.
好叫我们到了有一天时候,
so that one day,
能够充满主,
we can be filled with God.
让主从里头活出来。
And allow him to be revealed through us. We can be as beautiful and glorious as him.
成就在我们的身上,
that his will may be fulfilled in us.
这是保罗所追求的。
This is what Paul pursued after.
也盼望我, 我也盼望我们弟兄姊妹, 我们都有这样的经历。
I also hope that we can all have the same experience.
有这样的学习,
and same learning.
好让我们一年一年过去的时候不至于空空的过去。
That year after year we will not live on in vain.
每一年过去之后都往后从前不一样了。
We will be different each year.
我们越过越长进。
And we will have growth.
当主来的时候。
When he comes again.
我们才能被接到主那里去。
And we can be received by him.
主不会接一帮小孩子到哪里去的。
God cannot just receive a bunch of children to him.
开幼稚园。
Because he's not running a kindergarten business.
他乃是把新妇接去的。
He's here to receive a bride.
新妇必须要长大。
And a bride must be a grown-up one.
没有长大,
if the bride is not mature,
没有成为圣洁没有瑕疵的,
if the bride is not holy and pure without blemish,
主来时候了就不会要接我们。
If the bride is not a glorious church, then when he comes, he cannot receive us.
不仅我们的损失,
that will be a loss.
也是主的羞耻, 主的羞辱。
That will become his shame.
这么多的年以来,
for so many years,
我一直在他身上做工。
I continue to work in them.
就到今天还是这样的幼稚的儿软。
But today he's still as childish.
好像这是主的羞辱。
That's why it will
be his shame. 弟兄姊妹，为了主的喜悦。
Brothers and sisters, in order to please the Lord.
为了主的荣耀。
In order to for his glory.
让我们能够好好追求主。
We need to pursue after the
Lord. 就是像我们中英所说，竭力追求。
Like our brother shared, we need to press on.
整个人摆上去。
And place our whole being.
在这件事情上追求主。
And pursue after him.
好让我们有长进。
That we may have growth.
当主来的时候,
when he comes again,
他不至于受羞辱,
he will not be ashamed.
我们在他的面前也欢欢喜喜能够站立得住。
We will also stand joyfully before him.
好，我们低头有点祷告。
Let us pray.
主，感谢你这样恩待我们。
Lord, we thank you for giving us your grace.
借着我们弟兄把你的心意告诉了我们。
And through our brother, you have shown us your will.
不仅让我们看见那个前头的标杆。
Not only you show us the goal which is set before us.
让我们朝着标杆直跑。
That we may run towards that goal.
并且给我们看见那个追求的经历。
But you also show us the experience.
主，真是让每个人把我们的脚都摆在这一条路上。
Lord, place all our feet on this way.
好像我们能够逐渐长大成人。
So that we can grow up gradually and become mature.
满有你自己长成的身量。
We may grow into your full stature.
求你听我们的祷告。
Hear our prayers, Lord.
靠主耶稣基督的名。
In your name we ask.
Amen. 我们再唱一首短歌。
We will sing one hymn.
蓝本的29首。
Blue Book 29.